special new band. I don't remember lying, I don't remember a line, I don't remember a word, but I don't care, I care, I really don't care. Did you see the drummer's head?
Pavement wrapping up that set of music from Crooked Rain. Crooked Rain with Cut Your Hair. Hey, before that, from the Pacific Northwest, The Dead Moon, or just Dead Moon with It's Okay. Had a suggestion for some Carl Mullen. Carl Mullen has a brand new album out called Fearless. Came out earlier this year. And a listener, Gar, reached out via the email and said, Moxer, love me some Carl Mullen. In fact, he put little hearts over the eyes of Carl Mullen. Or maybe just over Carl Mullen's eyes. I'm not sure what he did, but he said, could you play A Vampire Heart? And of course, I did that for you. Also threw some Nick Cave in there. Why? Because that's a very challenging song for me to play on the radio, but I made it happen. And I made it happen for you, Stagger Lee. Start the entire set with the Ultra Vivid Scene and Mercy Seat, which gets us to where we are now. Again, a couple minutes before the top of the hour. My name is still Paul. If you're like, hey, how come Gar got his request played? Well, because Gar gave me a request. You didn't. Nope. Nope. Gar gave me a request, and I've played it. If you've got a request, you've got to email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com. That is how you get your request played. Hey, I do want to remind you that, where did I put, I just got notes and papers all around me, that your eyes are the windows to your health. So when was the last time you actually had them examined? Because you know what? Millions of Americans have common vision problems that can easily be corrected. Find a window of time and schedule that eye exam today. For more information, visit nei.nih/healthy eyes. This message is from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health. And, of course, your good friends here at 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. And you're thinking to yourself, Moxer, what's that curious noise? Well, guess what? If you tune in to Noise Theaters or Noise Theory with Liz Mayday each and every Friday afternoon, you can find out what new and disruptive sounds she is playing. Again, it's Friday afternoons here on WRCT. Hey, you can also check out Liz on Saturday nights, though. She's actually down at Arsenal Lane spinning, not 80s or 90s. She spins whatever she spins because she's keeping the party going on Saturday nights at Arsenal Lane. I'm keeping the party going. We're not done with this radio show. I'm just, been doing a lot of talking, so maybe I should take a little break, right? Maybe, and then come right back and talk some more. So check this out.
1 in 6 women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
AIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Van Savard. I know you love the pain you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since the
Super Bowl.
My name is Mark, I'm on fire, I'm the match, and I'm the pyre. I'm the voodoo black musician priest. Why, I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the power sodom used on lock. I am the pillar, I am the snake, I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit, there is no question that I am it. Hey girls,
thanks a lot. You look so cool, but he's hot. You think he's happy, but he's not.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark.
I was feeling the way of the atmosphere, and those are no one looking overjoyed. I'm here. Dawn is about 14 or wine, and Chardonnay shows what she knows when she decides. Couldn't tell you now what clicked inside. Why, that's what I call it. Hardly for that, still reminded that I once could want it all. Eastern winds to kindly through on western thought. But this
1959 in Milwaukee on the Man. Harvey Haddix of the Pirates was mowing them down. 27 up, 27 gone. 9 innings in the book and not a man had gotten on. Now in history, only 17 have thrown a perfect game. A most exclusive club and a most exalted fame. But after 9, the Pirates, well, they hadn't scored a perfect game, and still Harvey had to pitch some more. David Wells, David Cone, Sandy Koufax, Cy Young, Jim Bunning, Tom Browning, Charlie Robertson, Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? 10th inning down, 11th inning down, he moved on to the 12th. Three straight outs and the fans, they were pinching themselves. The best game ever pitched and still a scoreless tie. Poor Harvey had to carry on and give it one more try. 13's never lucky, so you can guess the rest. Harvey gave up a hit, then he lost the whole contest. I wonder how he slept that night, knowing how close he came to a most exclusive club that should include his name. David Wells,
David Cone,
Randy Johnson,
Eddie Joss,
Kenny Rogers,
Mike Witt, Dennis Martinez, Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list?
Is a funny thing, at least as I've been told. It drives you nuts, it makes you curse, and it eats away your soul. Sometimes better ain't better, sometimes justice just ain't served. Sometimes legend is made where it's most deserved. But humanity is flawed, as the losers will attest. We're drawn to tragic stories, but 12 innings on that fateful day, oh, Harvey was a god. A perfect game, if nothing else, cause perfection's always flawed. Dave Wells,
Dave Cone,
Lee Richmond,
Monty Ward,
Len Barker against the Jays,
and Catfish for the A's.
Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? David Wells, David Cone, Sandy Koufax, Cy Young, Jim Bunning, Tom Browning, Charlie Robertson, Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? Why don't we add old
Walter from the Silos, and you're listening to Viva La Mock on WRCT here in Pittsburgh, PA.
We'll be right back. not like this. Afraid I am the thing I haven't heard. I haven't heard from you in weeks. All your letters, photographs, so far out of reach. Driving by the moonlight, haven't seen a service station in 30 miles or so. I'm running out of gasoline. Hi, Rose.
just might lose this time. Mothers and fathers, they don't have all the answers. Conceived as a chain link, there they laid on the line. So take another picture, yeah, I better sit there. But I just might win this time. Yeah, this time. Come on, D. Just might win this time. Yeah, just might win this time. I just might win this time.
The Boxing Mirror album. That is Alejandro Escovedo here on the Viva La Mac radio program with a Break This Time. What else was in that set of music? What should I tell you? How about I tell you more about the Alejandro, huh? Because it was from an album called The Boxing Mirror, which almost made my boxing show, my boxing day portion of my Christmas show, if you were tuning in a couple weeks back, because it had boxing in the title, but it didn't, so I had it sitting around. I'm like, I need to play something from it. I do, and I did. The album was actually produced by John Cale. You might have heard of that guy. He's done some stuff. Yeah. Susan Bowles from Poydonk Pondering plays on it. John D. Graham, he was in The True Believers, just an Austin, Texas stalwart, and a whole bunch of people. It's Alejandro Escovedo. You can never go wrong. Now, we can go into, hey, Moxtra, what were you playing in that set of music? Well, of course, played some Silos in there. Went back to the Cuba album for Tennessee Fire. Baseball Project, doing Harvey Haddix, because on January 8th, 1994, we lost former Pirate Harvey Haddix at the age of 68. So, of course, I'm going to have to pay tribute to Mr. Haddix in his great feat that never got its just due with the song by the Baseball Project. Game Theory in there from 1987's Lolita Nation album with Chardonnay. And start off the entire set with something from Mr. Lou Reed. Mr. Lou Reed, the late, great Lou Reed, from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock. Because my name is indeed Paul, but it's a show that's called Viva La Mock, and it comes to each and every Friday evening starting right around this time. We take it all the way up until 1 a.m. Let you know, if it's not Friday evening and you're hearing my voice and I'm jabbering at you, you're listening to a bonus show of the Viva La Mock radio show. So tune in on a Friday night and listen to it live. What happens during a Viva La Mock radio program? Well, in a couple hours, I'll do a radio and a music calendar, let you know some things going around town. At midnight, in 3 hours from now, I actually do a thing called the Midnight Mock. Take a word, artist, performer, some sort of theme, and I mock it, or I play songs about it, or I play tribute songs, or cover songs, or whatever fits within whatever the mock is. That's what the show is. Oh, yeah, and in between all that, music, random music. In between the music sometimes, jabbering, random jabbering. That's called the Viva Mock radio program. I should remind you, for funky, deep, psychedelic, electronic music in that, you can catch DJ Firefly as she is couch dancing Wednesday afternoons from 3 to 5 right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Some water boys for you. We lost a water boy. He did not make my show last week because I ran out of time, where I was paying tribute to people we lost in 2020. We lost Hubert Hine back in June. He was 72 years old. It's a girl called Johnny. Your requests are always welcome at wrctrequest@gmail.com, and I will play said song on a future show.
I remember Johnny. Choice was to change or to be changed.
love at last. Circle days on the underpass. The noise we thought would never stop. Died a death as the punk grew up. We choked on all our dreams. We wrestled with our fears. We're running through the heartless concrete streets, chasing our ideas. Run!
Oh my.
the Mockster has never been called in any order. Funky and chic. That's a David Johansen with a funky butt chic here on the Viva La Mock radio program. David Johansen celebrating a birthday today, 71 years old. Mr. New York Doll himself. Went back to a solo effort from him that was not Buster Poindexter. Speaking of birthdays or dates of birth, today would be a celebration of the date that David Bowie was born. Sadly, he's not with us. He died 5 years ago come Sunday, believe it or not. It's already been 5 years. That was Bowie before the David Johansen with Blue Jean. New Duncan Imperials from Chicago, Illinois, give us their version of C.W. McCall's Convoy. A song that was number one, the original version now, back in 1976 on this date. Played the Levelers in there as well with One Way. And Waterboy started off the entire set with a girl called Johnny. Yeah, I'm a DJ called The Mockster. You can reach me at the emails, wrctrequest@gmail.com. If you ever have a request for something for me to play on a future show, more than happy to get out there for you. We got about 15 minutes left in this hour. Nothing, not left in the show, just in this hour. So I should probably get more music for you to make all that happen. Hey, before I get to the music, I want to remind you that putting distance between yourself and others is actually critical. It is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. Here are some ways to stay in contact without actually any physical contacting part. Call someone up. Just don't be in the same room as the person you call. Send a text. Set up a video conference. Maybe post something on social media. Now, this one I like the best. Dedicate a song on the radio. Yeah, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Now, if you have symptoms of fever, a dry cough, shortness of breath, you lost your taste and sense of smell, make sure you call your healthcare provider before going into their office, not just your office, their office, or the grocery store, or the bus. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, for more information, go to coronavirus.gov. This message brought to you by me, the Mockster, here at WRCT. Mentioned to you a couple birthdays or celebrations of the dates of some births with Bowie and David Johansen. And this dude, Elvis, apparently was born on this day back in 1935. Went back to see if I can find my my copy of Mr. Bonus doing his tribute. But I found a version of it by the same person, just under his real name. It's Peter Hallsapple of the DBs doing Elvis. What happened?
Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live, and then you died, and it was not a pretty sight. You made us feel like fools for believing what we saw, like how you love religion and how you love your ma, and Dr. Nick, that evil, for all that Thorazine, and Colonel Parker kept his hands making things look clean. Your acting out of public life was better than your films. Colonel Parker took your hand and he catered to your whims. You let him be your teddy bear and he made you Frankenstein. And then you died, you stupid ass, and left it all behind. Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. But thanks to RCA, we still get pieces of the pie you multiplied. Well, it must have done your dad some good, because he seemed to egg you on till you tantalized from glory until all of you was gone. And adoration was a burden, and the public was a rage. You must have died one tortured soul for having so much faith. Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live, and then you died, and it was not a pretty sight.
But I'll still visit Graceland whenever I'm in town. And through the gate and up the walk, lay my flowers down among the thousand million garlands that are laying all around. I wish that you could be here with us. See what we're going through when we read that Goldman book. And we think we misread you. And then you died like Lenny Bruce after you'd given up his chase. I only wish you were around to see the look on all the faces when they say, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live and then you died. And it was not a pretty sight. Well, hell, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live and then you died. And it was not a pretty sight.
I'm out of luck, out of love. Got a photograph, picture of passion killer. You're too much. You're the only one I wanna touch. I see your face every time I dream. On every page, every magazine. So wide, so free, so far from me. You're all I want. My fantasy. Such a woman, you got style. You make every man feel like a child. You got some kind of hold on me. You're all wrapped up in mystery. So wild, so great, so far from me. You're all I want, my fantasy. Oh, look what you've done to this rock and roll town. Oh, look what you've done. Thank you.
network sent my picture to. I've done everything I can possibly do. Giving up trying to get through to him. Maybe he knows I don't know how to swim.
Says go, go, have a time on a Saturday night, baby, and I'm feeling fine. I wanna rock it out, I wanna rip it out, I wanna shake it out, gonna ball it up, I'm gonna rip it out, having a ballin' night. Well, I got me a date and I won't be late. I picked her up in my 88, she ain't going down by the social hall. When the joint starts jumping, I'll have a ball. I wanna rock it out, I'm gonna shake it up, I'm gonna rip it up, gonna ball it up, I'm gonna rip it up, having a ball tonight. Along about 10, I'll be flying high. Sky. But I don't care if I spend my dough, cause tonight I'm gonna be a one, a happy soul. I'm gonna rock it up, I'm gonna rip it up, I'm gonna shake it up, gonna ball it up, I'm gonna rip it up, and a ball tonight. Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. I fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. Well, it's Saturday night, baby, and I'm a feeling fine. I'm gonna rock it up, I'm gonna rip it up, I'm gonna shake it up, I'm gonna ball it up, I'm gonna rip it up, having a ball tonight. Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything, but they offer my blue. Knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Car, drink my liquor from my old fruit jar, do anything that you want to do. But honey, lay off of them shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Rock! For the show, free to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoe. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoe, baby.
Carol Perkins here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Telling you, just don't step on my blue suede shoes. I'm not sure why you're wearing suede shoes right now. It's cold out and it's wet and yucky and it just messes up the suede. You know. Hey, before Carl Perkins, birthday boy himself, Elvis Aaron Presley with Rip It Up. He'd be 86 years old if he was alive today. And if he was, I'd say wear a mask, stay inside, and just don't engage with people. Let your people handle things because you're highly susceptible to the coronavirus. Is what I would say to him, just if it were today. If it were like a year from now, I might say something different. Who knows? Hey, before Elvis, the Hindu Love Gods in there from the mid-80s, a 7-inch they put out. Hindu Love Guys were actually a side project, if you will, of the guys from R.E.M. without Michael Stipe. So it was the band R.E.M. with the lead singer, I think it was the Kilkenny Cats, who sang on that 7-inch of theirs, doing an original R.E.M. tune, actually, called Narrator. Jason Faulkner in there doing his version of Def Leppard's Photograph. It was on this day back in 1991, 30 years ago, that guitarist Steve Clark died at the age of 30 from Def Leppard. Start off the entire set with Peter Halsapple, a one-time sidekick member of R.E.M., with his song Elvis, What Happened, which I originally found on a compilation from the 80s called Luxury Condos Coming Soon. Hey, I got songs coming soon for you, but let's take a little break, give yourself an important message, and then get to more music. How about that?
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
And, of course, your good friends here at 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, which includes me. Seriously, I'm your good friend, am I not? Hopefully. I'm the Mockster, and guess what? It's midnight. It is midnight. It's time for a midnight mock here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Before I get into the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, which is located in Millvale, it's open seven days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all those stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music that you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big and none too small. You can visit them in Millvale today or just call them up at 412-821-8484 and get the music that you need. So January 8th is National Argyle Day, and that's what the Mockster found out in some research he did. So I'm like, you know what? As much as technically at midnight we're into the 9th, uh-oh, but that's all right. This happens. I'm doing an Argyle mock tonight. So I've actually picked, I think, 10 songs. I had like 15. I weaned it, and I got it to 10. So these are songs that either Argyle is in the title of the song, title of the band, or within the lyrics of the song. That's what I've decided is going to qualify for an Argyle mock, which is happening right now. We'll do it in two sets of five. So that kind of tells you, we'll do it as 10 songs, if that works for you. Hopefully, because there's no choice. We're doing this. We're doing it. We're going in. It's Playboys, Punks, and Pretty Things. It's the Swingin' Utters starting off a Argyle mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Turning him, the scary ground, the party kings, the playboy of your wildest dreams.
God, have you dreamed of being an upstart? Own the heart of the beauty queen of every lady's mad machine. Lyrics drop the market spots, lift the skirt of electric drop on bottles blown. Whiskey shots, a fifth of doubt that God unearthed the heart. Sometimes he's not alone. He's got a family at home. Is he around now? Tells me home. Is he the villain in your tone? Is he bug out in his way? Is your mind a little afraid? Is your son not even fake? Does it matter anyway? Early afternoon is good. They all come down and off of it. And in his hands a bit of tip. A mania thinks a medicine. Disgusting, drunk, and all washed up. But still in the scene, a sticky cup. He shaves his eyes with a power